RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Tuesday morning means the Wilms Report. Tim Wilms beams in from the unshackled.net in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Tim, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Paul. I'm actually glad I'm able to come to you live today, given that we are officially in summer here in Australia. But it's not here in Victoria, but actually up in New South Wales, where their energy grid has already been challenged because the mercury pushed close to 40 degrees on a couple of days. So they already had a power blackout close call.
Okay, so what are the authorities, the energy companies, asking the power-consuming public to do, to play their part? What have they been saying?
Yes, so the New South Wales Energy Minister, Penny Sharp, she said to residents, she called it the Energy Action Response and Voluntary Demand Reduction Protocol.
So who thinks of these things? Who comes up with that?
It's very reminiscent of all of these COVID response titles.
Whenever you hear something packaged up like that, you know it's BS. Just saying.
Oh, well, and it's voluntary for now. There have been European nations which I've wanted to put in law mandatory energy regulations for people in their homes. So between the peak hours of 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., avoid using your dishwasher and avoid putting the air conditioner below 19 degrees. And that's when down in the eastern states, it's the hottest between we peak in the afternoon. A lot of people on hot days because, well, our energy bills have just skyrocketed so much for Albo, reducing our energy bills by $275, that some go to shopping centres to cool down. I think in the UK, because they're more cold there, they talk about having these heat banks where people can communally keep warm. Sort of they're cool banks, these shopping centres, people go there.
I mean, our first world.
Yes. Though there was a lot of people at the shops on over the long weekend anyway because of the Black Friday sales.
Don't know about you, Tim. I don't relate to any of this sales stuff, Black Friday. I don't get excited because I'm not a materialist anymore. I'm not a consumer. I hate it. But you just program the normies and they'll go out and buy. That's seems to be what happens.
Well, it's only good for me if I want, if I need some tech equipment for my studio, I can get it discounted. So that's the only reason that it interests me.
Well, over here about is Black Friday sales. We had them here as well. Okay, so a couple of points on how New South Wales has been, politely asked at this time, not compulsory, voluntary, to save power. No dishwasher, you said. How lazy is that?
No,
how lazy is that?
Time. So they put it on, say, like late at night or earlier in the morning because, well, that's 3 to 8. That's when children are coming home from school and people are beginning to come home from work.
Yeah, but manually doing the dishes is no effort at all. I think it's lazy. And aircon 19.
You're very old school.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I don't like all these devices that reinforce laziness. The other thing is, too, 19 degrees is it's not that warm, so that'd be about right for aircon, so no one would complain about that, right?
Well, nobody has raised too many eyebrows. Well, but still, the fact that the energy grid was close to collapse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the main story here. But you sound like one of those old fuddy-duddies who is happy about the social media ban for under 16.
No, I'm very unhappy about that.
Our Prime Minister sounds like an old fuddy-duddy when he's asked about what this means for young people who are isolated, use it to connect online, and he always refers to back in my day, we actually spoke to people because he's actually 61 years old.
Where's my age?
He's one of our older prime ministers. Well, old when he first got elected. And so I can actually recite his talking points selling the social media ban. It's that social media is doing real social harm, and I'm calling time on it. This one's for the mums and dads.
Oh, yeah.
We've got your back. Even though, as Matt Canavan, who was one of two coalition senators to cross the floor to vote against it because it was bipartisan, noted that the legislation, the Online Safety Amendment Social Media Minimum Age Bill, did not contain the word parent in it. There was only one day of Senate hearings last Monday, and at Matt Canavan's cross-examining of the ACMA, Australian Communications and Media Authority officials, went viral. And I saw that RCR also picked that up, is that covered in this social media age restriction ban, YouTube will be covered, but it'll be exempted. But Pornhub will not be. That, well, the name speaks for itself. And the ACMA people, they said, oh, well, it's covered by other regulations. But the fact that there could be less stringent age verification requirements on Pornhub than there is for other social media. In my opinion, Pornhub operates pretty much the same as YouTube. I mean, they call themselves content creators. They have channels, and then users can write comments underneath. I think that's how that North Carolina Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson got found out.
It's not about that, I don't think. They don't care what kids are accessing. They really don't care. What they want is a digital ID. Any way of getting it, they will use it. And this is the way, I think.
Though they did succumb to some of the backlash, they amended the legislation that bans social media companies, because even though they're bagging all the social media companies saying they're doing social harm, it's their responsibility to take reasonable steps to ensure that under 16s don't have accounts. And so they've banned social media companies from requiring government-issued identification documents, so birth certificates, driver's licenses, and government digital IDs, such as the Trust Exchange. But there does appear to be this loophole with third-party age verification digital ID services. And Peter Dutton on the Today Show on Friday suggested facial recognition, by our faces are being scanned. I think it would probably ID Peter Dutton as a potato, not as an actual person. That's one of his nicknames, Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
As I and many others have pointed out, that facial recognition, it can't even tell the difference between men and women, let alone age. Now, politicians, when they've been asked about this, said, oh, well, social media, they collect lots of data about this. They've got a way of figuring it out, which just shows that the politicians, they just wanted to get this through to have a populist win, because a YouGov poll found 77% support in the Australian community. In a response to another Senator, Jared Rennick, who used to be with the LNP, he's now independent after he lost the pre-selection, questioning, well, why can't we better empower, educate parents how to have social media controls monitor their children's social media use, and said, well, parents are fatigued.
Have to be the parent, right?
Yes. And there's a lot of parents today who are happy to outsource their parenting to the government. Well, because in this day and age, governments, they've been obsessed with getting mothers back into the workforce, female workforce
participation. You mean breaking up the family? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is me when I'm saying back in my day, it was still sustainable for families to survive on one income, the mother could stay home.
Yeah, but it's been sold to women like it's an empowering thing. Well, it's not for either or, whoever stays at home. This is not empowering.
The government also, they want the revenue from all of the women working, but it's also they love to say, we'll do your job parenting for you. And of course, we've seen the indoctrination that goes on in schools, in classrooms. That's certainly not age appropriate.
Mark my words, it's the on-ramp to a digital ID, and here's a prediction. The social media companies will come back and say this is impossible, and the government will say, okay, then we'll have to do it. Thank you.
Well, there's a year until the minister decrees, because there's a lot of regulation that the minister has, legislative instruments, I think it's its technical name. So, yeah, they're sorting out the details later. Because the politicians themselves, they're just like, oh yeah, social media knows more than we do about it. So even though we're bagging them, we're going to let them sort it out.
All right. Speaking of potato heads, who's this ABC chairman who's trashed Joe Rogan without even watching him? For a start, looks like something out of, you know, Harry Potter. You know, I would say a national embarrassment to Australia. Who is this person?
Yeah, so another old fuddy-duddy, the ABC chairman, Kim Williams, 72 years old. He was at the National Press Club last week. I need to do a hashtag, not all old people are fuddy-duddies.
Yeah, no, please, yeah.
Yes, so he, even though the ABC gets $1.1 billion of taxpayers, our money, every year, apparently it's not enough, and so he wants more of our money, but he won't say what he's going to use it on. So there was a question from a journalist, will you try to capture the bro market that podcaster Joe Rogan appeals to? And Kim Williams said he was not a consumer or enthusiast of Mr. Rogan and his work, but I think that people like Mr. Rogan prey on people's vulnerabilities. They prey on fear. They prey on anxiety. They prey on all the elements that contribute to uncertainty in society, and they entrepreneur fantasy outcomes and conspiracy outcomes as being a normal part of social narrative.
But how can you say all that if you've never admitted never watching him?
Exactly. This is the whole thing. A lot of commentators who criticize somebody, they haven't seen what they've actually said, like those who criticized Candace Owens, calling her an anti-Semite conspiracy theorist.
Don't get me onto that. Don't get me onto. Okay, well, let's go there. Candace Owens. I thought that, I think I said to you a few weeks back, I don't think we'll do that here. And look what happened.
It's outsourced to a faceless bureaucrat, say, your visa system. And so they just said, well, because she was banned from Australia, we'll do the same. Basically copying and pasting the Australian reasoning. But I noticed that you let into New Zealand, because he'd been let into Australia, what I term this pestfluencer, iShow Speed, this African-American Darren Jason Watkins Jr. is popular on YouTube and Twitch. And talk about negative influence on young people. I mean, he said disrespectful things about women on the streams that he's been on, you know, for all the talk about Andrew Tate being a negative influence. And this iShow Speed also engages in dangerous stunts such as jumping over speeding cars. Imagine a young person trying to copy that, they could be killed. It just shows that what our politicians are selling to us, selling to the public, is they're completely contradicting themselves with their other decisions.
What's this Woolworths warehouse strike right in the run-up to Christmas? Oh, my God.
Yes, so it's affected their warehouses in mainly Victoria and New South Wales. So it's led to empty shelves reminiscent of the COVID lockdown. Mm. So their warehouse workers are striking for not just a pay increase, because they don't want to have their productivity tracked through AI algorithms.
Oh, okay. Slave to AI. What about the Victorian police?
They're also having industrial action as well. I previously mentioned to you that they've got all of the writing on their police vehicles. There's not a lot of sympathy for them because, well, they still did the dirty work of the Allen government, and how come they didn't strike refusing to take the jab or enforcing the lockdowns?
Have any of them apologised, like to people like Monica Smith, or to people that they were very heavy-handed with in the street and in shopping malls? I've seen videos of that, shooting people in the back with rubber bullets. Any apology?
Not from the hierarchy, of course. That ABC journalist, Raf Epstein, he denied that the rubber bullets were shot at COVID protesters. It didn't happen.
Well, I've heard plenty of people who say they saw it firsthand.
It did happen. There's video footage. Now, the empty shelves are only at Woolworths, so the other retailers, they're still getting their deliveries. Though it's been revealed that Coles, the other major supermarket, some of their beef suppliers are now using, I call it an anti-fart drug on their cattle, yep. Bovier, for more sustainable farming. So
what a load of crap. More sustainable farming. BS.
Yeah, so it's... So they claim it's proven to reduce cattle emissions, cow farts, by at least 50%. Although the US FDA, who, you know, they don't have a good track record, but they at least said that you shouldn't use this in dry dairy cows, bulls, replacement heifers or growing cattle because safety and effectiveness not being evaluated. And humans shouldn't consume it. Because it affects male fertility and reproductive organs.
I reckon the people who are promoting it should have to eat it publicly.
Well, Coles beef, it seems to have gone down in quality since Normie Rowe appeared in their ad a decade ago. I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember his hit Shaking All Over, but it was to the tune of No Added Hormones.
Okay. And just to finish up, I saw an interesting video recently of Fatima Payman having a real go at Pauline Hanson, like she was possessed by something.
Yes. Despite the fact that the Senate, there was 45 government bills rammed through the Senate in the final week so they could all go on holidays at the end of the year. They wanted to get 76 through. They got the anti-doxing laws passed, so 5 to 7 years if you decide to, say, dead name somebody on social media. But they also got through a Trump...
Sorry, what's dead name one more time? What does dead name mean?
If you mention a trans person, their birth name.
Oh, crikey. I'd do it just for the... Just to take the hit. I'd feel good about that.
Off to jail for you, if you're
in Australia. But then I'd be a martyr, wouldn't I?
Yeah, so that was passed through. Like, there was so many that was rammed through in the final week. There was some immigration changes that were passed, which allows a travel ban and to deport these foreign criminals to third countries. So that's to sort of try and get around the latest High Court ruling on these criminal refugees that were released. Though the government did not proceed with a gambling advertising ban because the mainstream media wasn't in favour of it, even though gambling causes social harm.
Can't take that on the advertising, no.
Yes, there was still time for the Senate Mean Girls because it wasn't just Fatima Payman. So this was in response to her rant against Pauline Hanson. It was in response to Pauline Hanson wanting the Senate to refer her to the High Court to see if whether she still held Afghani citizenship. She came to Australia as a refugee from... Mm-hmm. Afghanistan. She was elected third on the Labor West Australian Senate ticket, but quit the Labor Party earlier this year over their not being strongly pro-Palestine enough. So she's now a crossbencher. Pauline Hanson actually lost two senators to Section 44 of the Constitution, which doesn't allow dual citizenship. So her response to this from Pauline Hanson was to call her racist. She was all surely, if that's not racist, what is? You're not just mean, nasty. You're a disgrace to the human race. She certainly didn't learn that mean girl, hysterical, passive aggressive from the Taliban in Afghanistan. I mean, she couldn't talk like that there. I guess that shows that she's integrated into Australian
culture. But
when
on racism, is this a fundamentally religious thing or a race thing?
No, as I mentioned, Pauline Hanson, one of her current senators, Malcolm Roberts, he had to recontest his Senate seat because he was knocked out because he held British citizenship. Even though we're part of the Commonwealth, it's still dual loyalties if you have Australian and British citizenship or New Zealand citizenship as... a lot of our politicians found out they had during the dual citizenship crisis, which is going back a number of years. And then Lydia Thorpe decided to, she needed to join in and so called Pauline Hanson a convicted racist and then tore up the motion Fatima Payman, she said she had the documents that said that she's not a dual citizen, but didn't table them. Lydia Thorpe tore up Pauline Hanson's motion of referral and then threw it in her face and then walked out of the chamber with her finger in the air. So she finally got suspended from the Senate because her behaviour has just been appalling. She's a grandmother, yet she behaves like a child.
You know, women's behaviour lately has been lacking, I think.
Well, yes, certainly in our Senate. And obviously, Pauline Hanson, she's appealing. The reason Lydia Thorpe decided to call her convicted racist is because of the Green Senator, Maureen Faruqi, winning that 18C case in the federal court Pauline Hanson in response to her attacking the legacy of the late Queen Elizabeth, telling her to piss off back to Pakistan. She wasn't found breach of 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act.
Though, what's racist about that if it's your country of origin, right?
It wouldn't be considered racist if you told a Brit, if you're complaining about this country, go back to where you came from.
Yeah, I know.
But this is only a civil provision. So Pauline Hanson's not a convicted racist. And Lydia Thorpe repeated it outside of Parliament. So Pauline Hanson sent a legal letter, and so Lydia Thorpe has retracted it. So yes, the silly season was certainly in the Senate. There wasn't just a lot of bad legislation passed, but there was also some appalling behaviour. But now they get to all go on holiday.
Yep, and on their fat salaries and no worries while everyone else struggles to get by. Yep, and has to limit the use of the dishwasher and the aircon. Nice. Great.
Yes.
In the lucky country. Right. Yep. Got it.
Yes, where we've got abundant natural resources.
Well said. Okay, Tim, good to hear from you again. I don't know if it does much for my blood pressure, but...
they've probably got a drug for that now, so no, they, well, yeah, but they'll take care of you.
That'll kill you too, by the way. I know about them. All right, we'll talk again in a week, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.